Let's go to the Word. Obviously, I'm going to have to cut this short today because of our parking situation. There's no place to put them. Amen? So that's a good problem to have, isn't it? Come on. It's a little crazy right now, but we're going to make it through this. This is good for us, good for my character to be able to build my character, I guess, or something. I don't know. I keep telling myself that. Let's go with the message. We're talking about family values. Family values. Next service, I'm going to be in my series, In God We Trust. I'll be talking about the Declaration of Independence and the 56 men. If you could stay somehow, some way, and hear these 56 men, it could change your whole way you look about at America and what God's done for this great country. So a great video production thing we've worked on, put it together with Raj, the founders. You'll see it all. It's going to be incredible. And I don't have the time constraint like I have here. But this is a different message, obviously, but this is huge if America is going to be strong, if your family is going to be strong. You've got to have family values. Y'all listening, say, well, I'm old now, I'm this, I'm that. You need family values. Okay, I don't care what your age is. You still have influence. So let's talk about it. Family values. Of course, we know Moses and Ten Commandments, and Joshua was right there at his side, and Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll do what? Serve the Lord. And he was right there halfway down that hill when Moses came down with those commandments. I have a video out front. You can get it today. I think it's normally 10. We'll make everything out there half today. Or you can get it for free if you can't afford it. That's fine. In 30 minutes, you give me 30 minutes, you'll learn the Ten Commandments on video. Plays on television. People call me all the time. I've learned the Ten Commandments. You can learn them in 30 minutes. You'll never forget them as long as you live. Why do I need you to do that? Because that's the basis for the main family values in this country. Our founders knew something we didn't. Why are you plastering that stuff everywhere? Because that really will help you as a nation. Okay? Jesus affirmed it. It wasn't just Moses. Jesus said, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, etc. Okay? He affirmed these. These are things that we need to know. Do the Ten Commandments take you to heaven? Somebody tell me. No. Only the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses you from all sin. That's what the Bible says. But so many times, well, I don't need the Ten Commandments. You're smoking something if you don't think you need the Ten Commandments. You need the Ten Commandments. I grew up in a house we didn't have nothing like that. It would have changed the whole way I grew up if I'd had a home that was based on family values. So let's look at the Ten Commandments. And I can't teach them all to you. This morning, you can get the video, but I do a whole session where you just learn them, and we might come back around. How many have done that with me before? Can I see your hand? You've learned the Ten Commandments. Amen. Good job. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep looking. That you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son, your son's sons, all the days of your life, that your days may be what? Prolonged. I think I might want to look at these. Thou shalt teach them diligently. Say that word with me. Diligently. You think we do that anymore? Yes or no? No. Diligently unto your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk in the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. Sounds like something's going on in the family there to me. Y'all hearing me this morning? It's huge. And so what I did, I've done the Ten Commandments for years and years and years. But what I did, when I was thinking of family values, about a year ago, I looked at each commandment, and I looked at them, and I said, what family value is in each commandment? And I'd like to share those with you today. What? And I'm going to do all 10, but I've got to fly. What family value? And the thing is, you can get other family values out of the Ten Commandments, but these are 10 things that I see that you ought to teach your family. Amen? Here you go. Let's start with number one. You ready? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right? That's the commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And when you get the video, you'll see one. And the way I help you memorize them is all the numbers, they look like pictures. For example, that number one looks like a what? A sword. Swords pointed to heaven. Who's in heaven? God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I don't have time to do all that with you this morning. Get the video. 30 minutes. You'll know them. You'll be so proud of yourself. I've had people in church say, I ain't never known nothing. I do this, I know something. It's incredible. It's crazy. The whole idea was if they take them down off buildings, out of schools, if I get them on your heart and in your head, I got you, sucker. Amen? you can't ever get them out of you, buddy. You can't ever get them out of you. Once they get in there and good, solid, with this memorization program we put together. So anyway, so you'll see these little pictures come up as in this little talk. But what are the values? Let's look at it. Number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Here's the family value that you ought to teach your children. Say that with me. Creation. Teach your kids they didn't come from slime, slop, a monkey, or some other mess like that. Teach them that. First verse in the Bible. In the beginning, what? God created the heaven and the earth. Teach them creation. I thought that's a political thing. Creation is a family value. You ought to teach it. I'm telling you, tell them where they came from. You are not an accident. You are not a freak. God loves you. He loves you so much He gave His own Son for you. Creation. In your family, say no to something. Say it with me. No evolution. Period. I don't care what they say. They have to work their tails off to somehow deny that there's a God. As time keeps marching on, as technology keeps getting greater and greater and greater and greater, that each of you have your own DNA, your own eye. Nobody can duplicate your eye. The retina in your eye is unique to you. Your fingerprints, but we got an accident. Stop that kind of foolishness. Teach your family creation. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Darwin ain't going to be that. Evolution ain't going to be it. Nobody's going to be that. You're God, and nobody else is going to take your place. Got it? Yes or no? See, Ten Commandments. Number two, let's look at the second commandment. Don't make any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, etc. Number two, thou shalt make no what? If you get the video and learn the commandments, number two looks like a swan. Look at it. A gold swan. You have to get it. Gold, 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 no idols. Okay? What's the family value that I saw in this command? Here it is right here. Worship God. Worship God. That ought to be a family value in your house. At this house, what Joshua say? As for me and my what? We'll serve the who? The Lord. No idols. See all these people? Or money or whatever? Look, they're talented. They've got all kinds of creativity. Oh, that's all good. We go laugh and see them. Yeah, sure. Listen, but don't worship people like this. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Worship who? God. That ought to be a family value. And if you don't teach it, dad, mom, grandma, grandpa, listen, who's going to teach them? I didn't grow up like that. We're supposed to worship God? Yeah. That's why when it's raining, you get your tail out of bed. I'm not talking to the children. I'm talking to the adults. That's what we do. Why? Because this is a part of my values. And we'll do whatever else we do. We'll do it later. But this is what we're doing now. And you just get it nailed. It's a value. It's part of what you are. It's part of who you are. It's part of what I value. And you can put that baby to rest from then on. You'll just be here. Amen? Say. Okay? Number three. Let's look at the third command. Don't take the name of God, the Lord your God, in what? Vain. Vain. And this one, the way I help remember that is hold three fingers up. And when you look at three fingers like that, that's not a W. There's two V's staring at you. V, 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 V. Vain. Don't take God's name in what's number three? Vain. You got to get the video. Here we go. What's a family value you ought to teach in the house? Good speech. Well, your friends might talk like that, but listen, you're not going to talk like that. Not going to use that kind of language. You're not going to speak like that. You're not going to curse. I grew up F this, GD this. That's the way I talked. I needed somebody to get in my face and say, no, you're not. No, you're not. Not going to do that. It's not the way we talk. There's a whole other world of communication out there. You don't have to be stupid all the time. Amen? Say. That's tough talk, isn't it? Say. Family values. Way they communicate back to you as a parent, as a grandparent. You think that's important? Yes or no? You think kids would be wise if they're raised in such a way that they learn to talk and to communicate properly? You think it might help them in school with authorities maybe? You think maybe getting a job one day, it might help them if they know how to talk? Somebody talk to me. Yes or no? This is huge. Number four, family value. Keep the Sabbath day. Sanctify it as the Lord your God has commanded you. Keep the Sabbath day. Here's a family value. Well, let's look at number four. That's a weird one. Number four. There it is. Number four. Somebody tell me what it looks like. It looks like a what? A piece of cheese on a stick. What kind of cheese? Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese has what? Keep the Sabbath what? Holy. I know it's weird. I don't care what you have to think so that you'll learn them. Get the video. What's a family value? Pop it in. I said a little bit before. Here it is. Go to... That's a family value. No, church don't matter. I can just go down by the seashore and I can worship at a tree and all this kind of stuff. I can go out and hum. If you can do all that, listen to me, friend, then why was Jesus nuts then that he established the church? Say, I didn't start the church. You lost your mind? Jesus did. The church is my bride. It's important. Why do we go to church? Jesus died for the church. He gave his life for us. Amen? That's where we go. That's why it's so important when people come to this church that we are kind, we are friendly. Let me be the mean guy. Y'all be nice. Love on people. How many got your neck hugged today? Can I see your hand? How many had somebody help you maybe from a car today with an umbrella or something? Can I see your hand? That's what we're supposed to do. See what I'm saying? Go to church. Why? You're going to be there. You're going to hear the Word of God. You're going to worship God together. You're going to be around other Christians. They're going to love on you. You're going to be encouraged. You're not going to get down. You're going to be encouraged. You're going to get to work on maybe some sin issues, some struggles in your life. Maybe learn something to help you with your kids or your marriage or strengthen you as a single. Whatever. It's a good thing to do. Y'all listening? Come on. What's the next command? We're halfway home. Honor your what? Father and your mother. What's the crazy picture? Number five looks like a little what? Puppy dog. He's doing what? Begging before a judge. We call the judge your what? I know you need to get the video. Sorry. What's the family value? Here it is. Honor your parents. You think that's a good family value? Yes or no? No disrespect. Not everybody has great parents. I understand that. It's hard. I know. Somehow, some way, we as God's children, we have to change things. If something happened to us, me and Ray went out to eat the other day. You and I have a similar background. But you know what? There you are holding your wife's hand and you got two kids and they're in church. You and I don't have to keep doing the things that were always done before us. We can do something different. It can change in us. And we'll look back over time and there was somebody that came along and started teaching some family values. It's important. Y'all hearing me? Is this about America? Is this about America? Are you kidding me? Ten Commandments. We need to put everything up in school. Hey, I ain't found nothing else you can put up that'll do this. Amen? Come on. Number six. Boy, I wish the fellow up in Tampa that shot the two cops would have learned this. I wish somebody would have taught him. Thou shalt not what? Kill. Somebody's got to teach somebody something here. Number six is a crazy one. Looks like a what? Looks like a long monkey's tail and also looks like a club. Sort of a club. Remember that one, yes or no? Don't what? Kill the monkey. Thou shalt not what? Kill. Get the video. What's a family value? Human life. Human life. Human life. You don't kill. That's not how you solve things. No, sir. And by the way, you get pregnant, we don't kill the baby. It's not what we do. Well, that's political. It's not political law. It's a family value in this house. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Y'all got it? Yes or no? Isn't it amazing? And this is just me looking over the family values of the Ten Commandments. I bet you could look and find all kinds of stuff that I'm not even finding. I'm just trying to make a point. Number seven or six. No, it's seven. Sorry. Thou shalt not commit what? I bet Sandra Bullock wished Jesse would have heard that. How about Elin? Don't you think she would have wished Tiger would have learned a little bit of that? Yes or no? Say. You learn to play the golf. That's great. Learn to be a man of God and love your wife. And be pure and holy. And don't do that crap. Uh-oh. Yes or no, say. I know I'm jumping on. Hey, I like golf. I like Tiger's golf much as anybody. Amen. I could give a rip. I feel for people, and it happens. It ain't just up there. It's right in here, baby. Right in here. If you're stepping out, if you're cheating, you're pathetic. Did you hear me say it? Say. If you want to try to hit me outside, great. I'm for it. Love your wife. Wife, be faithful to your husband. Why? It's the Word of God. It is the right thing to do. There's too much pain. Kids don't need to grow up like that. Y'all listening? Yes or no? That's how I grew up. Not knowing who's coming in the house, going to have sex with my mama. That's not right. We need to live different. Y'all listening to me or not? Family values. You think this would make America a little bit better place to live? Yes or no? Marriage. What was the number? Number 7 was an upside down what? Putter. And it works real good now with the tiger thing. I put this together years ago. We'll never forget it now. That's funny, huh? Right there. Listen, upside down putter. That's what a 7 looks like. Don't what? Putter around. No adultery. So marriage, no adultery. We're going to try to get the other 3 real quick. I'm trying. Here we go. Number 8, thou shalt not steal. Here it is. It's a snowman. Every 8 looks like a snowman. But it's not just any snowman. It's a bad snowman. It's a snowman with a mask. He's a bad snowman. What do people with masks do? They steal. Look at him. He's robbing that sucker with a blow dryer. Get the video. It won't have the family values in it. You're going to have to do all that part. Number 8, family value. Don't steal. Do what? Work. You think that's a good family value to teach? Think that's great in America? Wonder how many people staying late up. I hate to say stuff like this. I'm going to be ugly again. Wonder how many people are staying up late at night to see how much they can scam from the BP oil spill. They're just trying to put things through to say we're losing all this money when they're really not. You think anybody might be scamming the system a little bit right now? Yes or no? Say. Oh, yeah. Now, there are a lot of people that need the money and they're hurting. But there are a lot of people, they grew up doing this. The next thing that comes along, they scam. Steal. Never learn to work. Work. When times get hard, if you're a worker, somehow you'll make it through it. Because you're a worker. Amen? Work. Thou shalt not lie. Don't bear false witness. Little girl, she lies down on a balloon, pops a balloon. Amen? I know it's crazy. You'll have to get a video. Thou shalt not what? Lie. What's a family value? Truth! No lying. Lying should be so wrong in your family, and it should be disciplined accordingly. You tell me the truth, you still might get a little spanking out of that. But I'm telling you, you don't even want to know and go where you're going if you lie to me. Amen? Say. Hey, and that goes for builders or anybody else. Amen? Say. Yes or no? Last one is, thou shalt not covet. And I put a basketball up. Forget the one. Use the 0. Michael Jordan's basketball, the greatest basketball player probably of all time. All the money, all this, all that, all the other. Don't covet Michael Jordan's what? Basketball. That should be taught in our families. This should be the family value taught in your house. Contentment. Give us this day our daily bread. Thank you, Lord. Well, I don't have what somebody else has. Yeah, I know, but let's look at what you do have. Well, they got this car and that boat and the other. But guess what? We got this car and we don't have a boat. But you know, you and I can go down to the beach, can't we? Take a walk, say. Can we do that? Say. Let your body be a boat. Go swim. Amen? Contentment. Contentment. You get old like I do, start having health problems like I've been having lately, you'll find you don't need all that fancy food anyway. You eat too much to begin with. Amen? Contentment. How many have learned that lesson lately? Amen? Come on. There you go. Family values. Y'all got them this morning? Say. Amen. Rog, are we good? Time's run out. Praise God. Let's thank God for His Word. His Word. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We have got to stand up and I got to let you go. Amen. We do have coffee refreshments out there. And then we'll be having the switcheroony with people coming in, and it'll all work out good. Would you turn your head around and just look, and I want you to see that we had a pretty good crowd here for early service on a rainy 4th of July. Let's give the Lord the credit this morning. Thank you, Lord. I would love it I've got a powerful message. It's going to be about a 35-minute message on the Declaration of Independence and the 56 signers who were men. And it's powerful. And so if you can stay, man, you will never look at Independence Day the same. I'd love to have you, if you can. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for anybody in this room. If they die today, they do not know Jesus. And they don't know they'd go to heaven. God, I pray that they will see that You did create them, that You do love them, that You gave Your one and only Son for them. I pray today they would depend on You on this Independence Day. I pray they would depend on You for their salvation, not themselves. I pray they'd put their faith and trust in Your Son, Jesus Christ, and no one else ever. Oh, God, I pray You just work in their heart to make that happen and to just help them. Help all of us to follow You, to love You, to be like Joshua. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. In Your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks again. God bless you. Let's praise the Lord one more time. Can we do that? Amen.